Sports opinion with chicken and beer is flowing here, wrapped up in the podcast network rotation. Sports opinion with chicken and beer is flowing here, wrapped up in the podcast network rotation. Sports opinion.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Beer and Chicken Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Mr. Span. This is episode number 33, man. 33, and we're bringing in 2019, right? We're listening to some old school ass 8 Ball and MJG and 3-6 Mafia. Stay fly, rock out with your boys. All right, let's keep it real. Crunchy Black was whack. We ain't gonna listen to his verse. Come on, man. We're not gonna do that to ourselves, man. But what it do, fam? This is 2019, episode 33 of the Beer Chicken Podcast. Of course, let me reintroduce myself. It's your homeboy, Mr. Span, right here on the mic. But I'm not alone. I got the homeboy, Walt, locked down over here with us. Say what's up to the people, fam.
What up, though?
Hey, man, the people's mad at you, Walt.
They mad at me. Why they mad?
They mad at you, Walt. You ain't even wing it last week, chump. Like you dipped out. Niggas didn't even know. We was like, wait, Walt, where you at, man? And then we had to look at our phones and like, oh shit, this nigga just bounced. And then
we went a little extra long last week. I wasn't, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't expecting it.
Yeah, man. So like, you know, both you and we might be giving away two t-shirts, man. Walt got to buy a t-shirt. Cliff gonna have to buy a t-shirt tonight because Cliff has man, we gonna clown Cliff while he ain't here, but we also gonna clown this nigga when he get here. Mm-hmm. Every fucking week, y'all understand that we are broadcasting this show from three different locations. Walt is at his crib, I am at my crib, and Cliff is at his crib. Now granted, two of us are in Michigan, one of us is in Illinois. We know there's a time disparity between it. It's only an hour, right? Every week we know, hey, 8 o'clock Eastern time is when we going on. That means if you in Chicago or in the Chicago adjacent suburb, you know it's an hour behind what Eastern time is, right? Wrong. Because every week Cliff be like, yo, man, I thought we was going on at 7. Like, nigga, 7 for who? Like, what are you talking about, man? So we going to clown this nigga why he ain't here. But we also gonna clown this nigga. Oh, I can't wait till this nigga get here. I got some shit for him tonight. Mm-hmm. I got some shit for him tonight. I can't wait for this nigga to get on the mic. But before we get involved in all of the rigmarole of the Beer and Chicken Podcast, man, let me tell y'all how to get in touch with us over here and let your voice be heard. Go ahead and hit up that hotline at area code 313-288-0485. That's area code 313-288-0485. Leave those voicemail messages. I'll play them on the show, respond in kind. And if you're watching the show live, you can call into the show, man. Be a part of this whole shebang bang we got going on, man. Let us know what you're thinking about this sports shit that we talking about, you know, because we know we got the hot takes, man. We be saying a whole lot of wild and crazy shit that don't mean a whole hell of a lot of nothing. But go ahead and call us, and you can do the same damn thing right along with us right here on the show. So hit up that hotline. Don't be scared. Area code 313-288-0485. That's area code 313-288-0485. Now, I said that shit four times, and it's going to be in the show notes. You better remember that shit, right? Also, hit us up on the email at feedback@beerandchickenpie.com. That's feedback@beerandchickenpie.com. Leave those emails. Of course, we'll read those emails here live on the show and respond right here on the show as well. 5-star reviews on iTunes and or Stitcher Radio, man. We really do appreciate those. Those help the show grow. I do need to make a note. I know sometimes folks will leave the 5-star reviews on the Span Report Podcast Network feed, and I understand that this show gets distributed on that feed as well. But yo, if you're on the iTunes, if you're on an Apple device or something, or if you're listening through Stitcher Radio or something, these shows all have their own individual feeds. So if you could do me the solid of just going ahead and like signing up or subscribing to those feeds and then leaving those 5-star reviews there, it would be greatly appreciated. Real talk. It really does help those shows move up in the rankings, and it's your way of putting down, and it doesn't cost you a dime, man. Just 2 minutes of your time to say, yo, man, I fuck with these cats over here. So we really do appreciate everybody who does that. Also, man, hit us up on the website, www.thebeerandchickenpod.com. Everything's there, man. You can vote in the polls. You can watch replays of the show. We do this show live every Sunday. You can watch the replays of the show. You can leave comments there on the website. You can donate to the show as often as you like, as much as you like. Of course, we appreciate every dime that you guys send to the Beer and Chicken Podcast and the Span Report Podcast Network. And, you can buy yourself some merch there. You can get a t-shirt. You can get a long sleeve, a long sleeve tee. Like, those are things now. I got a couple of them in the closet right now, you know what I'm saying? Get you a hoodie or like a coffee mug or like a thermos or some shit. Like, go ahead, hook yourself up, man. And because niggas been fucking up, y'all gonna get some free shit tonight. We giving away free shit. So we gonna talk about that contest when the homeboy Cliff get here. But yo, man, we giving away some free shit to kick off 2019, man. Real talk, we gonna do that here at the Beer and Chicken Podcast, man. But before we get into all of that, man, and I know I just had a mouthful, what you been up to, man?
Loving the weather.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. Absolutely loving the weather. It's January, man, and we reached the 50s. Where they do that at?
Nigga, I went outside to go take my trash cans back off the curb, and I was in like a cutoff t-shirt and some shorts, nigga. and I was like, nigga, I looked at my watch. I'm like, what's today's date? Nigga's like,
right.
January 6th in Michigan, and I'm in t-shirt, a cutoff tee, and some shorts, walking outside to go get my trash cans, man. I'm like, oh my God. Like, and it's a vast difference compared to what we was doing going through last year, because last year's winter was kind of brutal, dog. I was shoveling snow damn near every other day.
It was February last year, though. We reached like the 60s and 70s, remember?
Yeah,
late. It was like early February.
Yeah, late. I don't know about that, because like, dude, I was out there working in that shit every day. It was brutal, dude. Like, it was like every other fucking day we was getting hit with like 5 inches of snow, 4 inches of snow, 8 inches of snow.
Yeah, we did. I
couldn't get my snowblower to work.
Christmas was rough.
Yeah, I couldn't get my snowblower to work. Oh, man, Christmas. Man, listen, I was supposed to go to like last year, my wife, we were supposed to go to like one of her people's like house for Christmas or whatever, like a Christmas party. And the snowstorm hit, and we was like, nah, you know what? Mm-hmm. Fuck it. We got to inch our way back to the crib. You know what I'm saying? We ain't going to be able to go all the way the fuck out there. So, to see what the weather is like now compared to what it was last year. Like, I know global warming is fucked up. Like, I know this. I know this, but bruh. like this shit is like I ain't gonna lie, I can get used to this. Like, yo, I
like, man, what?
Like I was low key like, man, I ain't never gotta see snow again. And I'm happy. Like, I'm gonna fuck like, yeah, you know you live in Michigan, you supposed like, man, fuck all of that. Let me complain. All you niggas that work inside, I ain't trying to hear shit from none of y'all about the weather.
Like, yeah, I had to get on the and that was a good thing. I had to get on the roof of the of my school building this week. So I'm glad it didn't, you know, it wasn't icy and slippery and snow and stuff up there, man. So, and just loving it, man.
But you enjoying the weather, but what else, man? What else is going on with you? We got to kill time. Clip. Shit.
Nothing, man. I got a question for you.
What's that?
Do you only have NBA 2K on PS4, am I correct?
What do you mean only? Because that's the only like, thing you don't have it playing?
For Xbox One.
Right. No, I didn't buy any of the 2Ks for Xbox.
Okay.
I got 2K.
Just check.
Because like on the Xbox, what was it about the Xbox? I don't know what it was about the Xbox. I just know like, I knew last year, like I didn't buy 2K18. Because I was like kind of okay. Like, because the, I believe it was at two, it was either 2K16 or 2K17. One of them, I was like, yo, it was trash, man. And I didn't like they doing so fucking like, you know, it almost like with me, I remember I used to be real heavy on Madden, right? I used to play Madden all the time. And then it got to a point where they were trying to incorporate so much into the controls on Madden. I'm like, man, what the fuck am I doing? You know what I'm saying? Like why can't I just drop back and throw this fucking ball, man? Like, what are we doing? Like, why they, you know what I think, what is that? With Madden, they put in that QB vision shit. And I feel like, yo, man, they jump.
Yeah,
like they jump in the shark, man. Like I don't want to do this no more. Like this is becoming way too much. Like I know it's supposed to be somewhat of a simulation, but y'all, you taking the fun out of the game for me. And like I stopped playing Madden because of that. And then like with NBA 2K, like they would do like a lot of the, you know, like the dribble moves and stuff. Before I used to be able to use the right analog stick to kind of execute on some of my, you know, my dribble moves and shit. And then they made that a shot stick. And I'm like,
a shot stick.
And
right.
I'm like, man, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, and it was certain changes where I had to like adjust how I played and stuff, and it wasn't fun anymore. So for a while, man, I'm like, you know what, man? Like, they're doing too much. I'm gonna leave this alone. But I got an itch, man. And I'm like, yo, I kind of want to get back into it. And so I went on ahead and I saw it was a sale on the NBA 2K19 on the PlayStation store. It was like, you can buy this now and get 200,000 VC for like $50. And I'm like, shit, all right. Cause I don't have no qualms about paying to get my player up to par, man. Like I ain't about to be playing no fucking practice mode every goddamn 6 hours out the day. I ain't got the time, so I'll pay to get my dude up to where he need to be. And yo, man, I've been paying, man. My dude right now, he's an 80. He's ranked. He's got a rating of an 87. And I've been getting like triple doubles lately. Here go this nigga Cliff right here. Let's see what the hell he talking about. Okay, I'm answering. Jesus. So nice of you to join us, motherfucker.
Whatever. Whatever. If the Lions was playing right now, y'all be in the same boat I'm in.
Nah, nigga, because I got TVs at home.
Well, we ain't got money like you, so whatever.
Says the nigga with the Ficas in his house. Come on, man.
Oh my God, do we have to start that?
Yeah, we gonna keep going back to that Ficas. That's we definitely gonna keep going back to.
You will never be able to talk about niggas having money with me knowing who you are, though. Like, come on, man, you can't do this. You can't do this. Well, this is an argument you will never win, bro.
I will win. I will win.
Well, regardless. Them Bears won't.
if y'all don't give me this Bear stuff tonight, then I ain't got no choice but to take it. So
like,
whatever.
Like low key felt like, yo, the only reason this nigga ain't showing up is because the Bears lost. Like, and they lost in brutal fashion, nigga. Like I was like, man, we gotta send the prayer warriors out for this nigga Cliff, man. Like this nigga gonna be on fucking suicide watch or something the way like Cliff gonna be in the
motherfucker. Oh boy.
Hey man. Cliff gonna be in the motherfucking bathroom like Ace Ventura and shit with the shower.
Oh, Walt, hold on, where Walt at? Walt at?
Walt ain't here.
I'm right here.
I can't hear him. He quiet right now. I'm surprised.
He hear you?
No, I'm here. I'm here. I'm trying to give you a break. I'm letting Span get to you. I'm trying to give you a break.
I can't hear nothing Walt saying.
At the end of the day, I know what your retort will be for anything that I say.
You said you can't hear.
I can't hear anything he's saying.
He said you can't hear nothing Walt saying.
Nothing, man. I can hear you, but I can't hear him.
Oh shit, man! You need to hurry up, get your ass home, and get on for real, then.
Well, I'll be home in like 25. So if you want me to call back, or just wait till I get to the crib.
Wait till you get to the crib, man, because we don't need you to like having half the conversation. So wait till you get.
Just save me for the last portion. I'll be there, at least for the second half.
All right. Well, shit.
All right,
man. Hurry up.
Yeah, man, live podcasting like a motherfucker, man, trying to figure out shit and all this stuff, man. It's a whole lot, and they ain't paying me a damn dime to do any of this. But I'm going to figure it out. But what was we talking about before we were so rudely interrupted?
To go back to what, real quick to what you were saying, you were talking about NBA 2K, changing up on you and this and that and the third, and you found the, it found it on sale or whatever, right?
Right.
But I got a question for you. Have you tried any of the newer versions of NBA Live?
Nope. No.
Are you opposed to it?
Kinda, yeah. And the reason being, like, I remember I had what was that? I was trying to sign. I had bought. Like again, I was trying to get back into some of my games because, like, low key, I don't even be playing anybody else on my games. I normally just play a career mode or some shit like that. I don't be playing motherfuckers in the game. I play by myself. And so I had bought, what was it? I bought Madden 18, the one with Tom Brady on the cover and shit. And I was and I bought that for my Xbox. And I was trying to sign in, but it wouldn't allow me to sign in. Like, they got some EA Access shit or whatever. And, like, I was trying to, but it was the EA Access that I had was tied to an email account that I no longer had access to. So I couldn't play my fucking game. I'm like, I'm stuck. I can't get my money back or nothing. Cause it wasn't like I bought the shit at like GameStop or no shit like that. Like, I don't go to GameStop. Yeah. I only go to GameStop for like game accessories and shit. I don't buy games from GameStop. Like, I download all my games. If I bought a game and I don't like it, I'm stuck with it. But yo, at least I'm not getting ripped off at GameStop talking about so they'll give me $15 for a game I just spent $60 on. So
true indeed.
So I was just like, you know what, like, as far as like the EA Sports games, man, like, until I can get access to that email address or whatever, or something similar to it, like having to deal with their customer service is shit. I just be like, yeah, fuck EA Sports, man. I ain't been thinking about like NBA Live at all. I heard it's supposed to be a little bit better, but truth be told, man,
that's what I was saying, because it's kind of like with the way you said, like, the controls and stuff change on NBA 2K, you know what I'm saying? Live probably kind of give you that feel that you're looking for.
Well, I'll say this about the controls. Like, a lot of the controls, it's not as if you can't learn it. I think they, like, the games are geared more towards the people who got the time to play that shit. And that's the thing. Like, I really don't have the time to, like, be sitting up all day trying to figure out how I'm going to execute this crossover move and get it down pat. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's almost like back when I was a kid and I had time to, like, yo, I need to figure out how to use my left hand to, like, get this layup or, go to my left or whatever. Like, I don't have that kind of time anymore. So for me, it's like, it's like a barrier where, like, for the people who just kind of want to get in, have some fun or whatever, play their little career mode and get the fuck on, like, it's just that barrier for that. Like, you can't just hop into the game and do that. Like, you got to figure out, okay, these dribble moves and shit. Like, how come, like, these niggas are sticking to me? Like, how come I can't get around this pick?
Right.
Like, that sort of shit. And just be like, trying to figure that out. But, I figured out some of it. It's just that not only are they, like, microtransaction heavy where, like, they make you pay for all this little shit, but also, like, putting in the time in, like, the practice gym and all this other stuff in order to, like, get certain aspects of your player, get his, his skills up to par. It's a good mode. I'm just saying, like, for a nigga like myself who don't really have all that time. Yeah, it's a grind. And I'm like, oh, come on, man.
So, I agree.
What you been playing lately?
That.
What you at in your season,
and this
man?
Is like, my first time. And this is my first time really getting into it. In the past, I want to say 3 years or so, maybe four, but the three definitely. I laid off of 2K because of that. They started get, you know, they got heavy on the microtransactions, and then it was just too much of a grind, and I just didn't have time for it. You know, especially with me working in school and all that stuff at the same time. So I just didn't have time for it. So it was like a waste of money. I'd buy it every year when it come out. And then like a few weeks later, I wind up selling it to somebody or giving it to somebody or something like that. You know what I mean? Because it's just like,
yeah,
whatever. So this is my first time really playing it in the last couple of years. But I kind of like it. But I'm like you. I just don't really have the time to. And it's all about people, you know, playing the park mode. That's what everybody do on it now.
Yeah, I ain't got no interest in that. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it's cool that they had that available for people, like, you know, but truth be told, like, it's like even with that, though, right? So, like, going into the park on that game, unless you got your own crew of, you know, dudes that you like playing with, like, I low-key just be feeling like, yo, man, like, you go there and it's like going to a park that you don't really know niggas at. Like, ain't nobody, like, I got next, right? Because ain't nobody picking you. You like, I got next, you know what I'm saying? And you got to figure out, okay, how I'm going to get on the court or whatever. And then when you finally do get on the floor, because everybody at that park don't know your ass, they ain't passing you the ball. Everybody just trying to go for self and all that other shit. So I'm like, man, can you imagine that on video game scale? Where like you really playing among strangers and everybody just trying to go for self to get their own VC up and all that other shit? Like, you know, that just ain't for me. But it's cool that option is available to people. I'm just trying to make sure I have a Hall of Fame career, man. That's all. I just want the Hall of Fame career and leave it at that. I low-key wish that they would like let you take your player to the next version of the game as opposed to you having to start over every fucking time they come out with the new game. You know what I'm saying? Like, all of your accomplishments should carry over.
Could carry over, yeah.
To the next game, as opposed to, all right, well, it's 2K20. Let's start this shit all over again. Like, nigga, I'm only going to play. Yeah. I'll be lucky if I get through one season. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's just crazy how that works out, man. But,
like, look, Aaron J just said it. Like, them needs to be playing all day.
All day. I mean, truth be told, since I've been off work and stuff, man, like I'll go down there and like, I might've gotten like maybe 6 hours of gameplay out of it. I played maybe 15 games or so. I'm like 15 games into the season and I've just now gotten to the starting lineup. You know what I'm saying? They got me alongside Zach LaVine and shit. I actually thought I was going to take his spot, but they got me playing alongside him and shit, you know, cause I forced my way to the Bulls, man. And Aaron said you was muted, man. Did you mute your mic?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But, no, I had the storyline has you play for the Lakers for that one game or some shit like that. You become a part of the Lakers to get up and get to the playoffs or whatnot. And then after that, you can, you know, negotiate which team you go to for the next season. And I took less money to go to Chicago. You know what I'm saying? Chicago wasn't even interested in my ass, man. I was like, y'all still go to Chicago. I go to the Shy. Now I'm in the starting lineup.
You just can't help yourself. Can't help yourself.
I can't. You know, hey, and you have you seen the jersey, my nigga?
No.
You ain't seen the jersey, nigga? I got, so the wife, you know, my wife, Mrs. Span, she be looking out for your boy. You know, I got this motherfucking authentic, you know, Chicago Bulls jersey, my nigga, with my name and number on that bitch. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, yo.
Shout out to Mrs. Span.
I'm saying, though, right? So now, you know, I got to like, you know, I got to up the game even further than that. So now I'm like, yo, I need a White Sox jersey with my name and number on it. So, you know, now I need like a Spurs jersey with my name and number on it. Now I need another Carolina Panthers jersey with my, but that shit gets expensive, man. I'm down, them shits ain't cheap. So I don't know if I'm going to really get to do all that shit, but yeah, man. Let's see what I've been up to other than playing video games, man. Podcasting. Been doing a lot of fucking podcasting, man. Me and my wife did 3 episodes the past 3 days covering that R. Kelly, Surviving R. Kelly documentary, man. So, like, for those of y'all who haven't yet, please check that out. You know what I'm saying? You know, we got the, you know, my wife on the mic, man. And, you know, we was going through it. You know what I'm saying? Like, right after that shit would go off, I would come in the office. She would come in the office. I'd get a few clips from the show together. And, yo, we was just letting it go, man. I think we got off the mic about damn near 1:30, almost 2 o'clock this morning. You know what I'm saying? Like podcasting. So, and then I got another podcast that we doing Tuesday. We doing this podcast tonight. You know what I'm saying? Like this, I'm not playing. It's not a game for 2019, man. Like I'm trying to get this shit out. I'm just mad.
Somebody tell Cliff that. No,
I'm just trying. Well, yeah, but I'm just trying to, I'm trying to enjoy the last vestiges of this particular vacation, man. I've been off of work for 2 fucking weeks, man. Tomorrow gonna be my first day back since right before Christmas and shit. I'm kind of ready, but I still like, you know. Yeah, it's work. I gotta get back to the grind. I got to pay off some of these credit card bills, man. Like,
Oh my God, don't Christmas, even say it, man.
Christmas wasn't cheap, man. I gotta pay that shit.
I'm having nightmares already, bro. Like,
So yeah,
it's
man.
Gonna be a long time before I can go shopping. Let's just say that.
So we're gonna just kind of get started into some of this shit. Cliff get here when he fucking get here, but I know you had something that you wanted to talk about.
And yes.
What was that, Walt? What did you want to bring to the table for the Beer and Chicken listeners tonight?
Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown is having some issues over there in Pittsburgh, and I want to know, should they trade him? I mean, do you think they should trade him? And if you think they should trade him, what team is the best team to pick them up? To pick him up.
You don't have any thoughts on it yet?
I would say no to the Lions. First of all, we don't need that. We don't need that. that and I saw that the article was saying that he has more touchdown catches alone in all 16. Well. Whatever, yeah, out of the 16 games this season, he's got more touchdowns by himself than the Lions' entire receiving core combined.
Well, I mean, that wasn't necessarily hard to accomplish, though, because it wasn't like wasn't like the Lions really had a true number one receiver. I think, you know, as much as, you know, Golden Tate was their best receiver, he wasn't their number one. They've really been like sliding Kenny Golladay as the new number one receiver and Marvin Jones more so than Golden Tate. And Golden Tate is in the playoffs right now and moving on. You know what I'm saying?
I was in the stadium when Golladay made his first appearance.
Yeah.
Now look at Eric Ebron over in Indianapolis flourishing.
Yeah.
That says something about, you know, the Lions and their receivers, which is one reason why I say Antonio Brown shouldn't go to the Lions, because they probably wouldn't do him no justice. And it'll probably kill his career. Well, but I think, he should find his way to the Patriots. I think that's a shot at Pittsburgh for number one. Mm-hmm. Look, you want to say, well, go ahead. Say what you want to say.
I was going to say, man, I don't think the Patriots will have him.
Why? You think he caused too much drama? They just had Josh Gordon, bro.
Okay. I don't think they will have him because of the ways in which, like, what's going on in Pittsburgh right now is sort of like, it's kind of not like the Patriot way. You know what I'm saying? Like, they carry themselves a little bit different over in New England. You know, a lot of the drama, like, usually when it's a dude that's got drama or he's pretty much has a reputation of being self-centered and about himself. They tend to move them motherfuckers the fuck out. They get them out of the paint, man. Like, think about it. Like, I remember when like Lawyer Malloy, you know, like wanted his money, they got him up out of there. When Ty Law wanted his money, they got him the fuck out of there. Like, they have a,
and that will be the reason why the Patriots don't get them, because of the money reason. They don't like to pay people.
Well,
they don't like to pay
people. It's anybody. Not only that though. Like, it's not only that they don't like to pay people. It's like, you can't put yourself above the team. And the only player that I think has been able to get away in New England with that has been Tom Brady. Everybody else has been like shuttled the fuck on up out of there. You know what I'm saying? Like, they didn't, if you became a person on that team that was like, okay, it's about me. You know, y'all need to go ahead and come off that guap. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here producing, yada, yada, yada. Like, they get him up out of there. And the only other player that I can think that came there that had that sort of attitude, but it didn't last long, was Randy Moss. Randy Moss conformed when he got his ass over to New England because Randy Moss wanted a ring. But
he failed short.
Right now, with Antonio Brown, I'm feeling like Antonio Brown, like, and it's interesting, man, because my boy Rod had kind of posted this up on Facebook earlier this week, and he was like, yo, birds of a feather flock together, and he was a picture of fucking Antonio Brown and Jimmy Butler. And I'm thinking to myself, like, God damn, like, both of these niggas have made it hell for the teams they were on. Both of these niggas in, like, you know, kind of threw management or coaching under the bus. And like, even now, you look at Jimmy Butler, he just got to Philly and he's starting to cause trouble in just Philly already. So I look at a player like Antonio Brown and I'm just like, you know, I'm sure because of the talent that he possesses and you know, who he is, somebody's going to bite. I'm just questioning who would bite. And I think the team that might, if they have the cap room, I'm not sure what the cap room is, their cap situation is right now. But if a team was going to actually trade for or sign Antonio Brown and don't necessarily mind all of that baggage that comes with him, the Cowboys. I can see the Cowboys making that sort of move to try to get a player like that. You know, I think they, you know, as they call themselves America's team and all of that other shit. And they've had a history of having, you know, some prima donna motherfuckers, you know, play for that squad. I could see the Cowboys making a bid for him. I'm trying to think of another situation where I think he could probably flourish in where people wouldn't necessarily, you know, flinch at his diva-like attitude. And I'm drawing a blank. I can't think of anybody but the Cowboys right now that would put up with that really? Kind of shit.
How about the Bears?
I don't know. I mean, I really don't know. I haven't really been following the Bears a whole hell of a lot this year.
Green Bay could use them.
Yeah, I mean, there's a plethora of teams who can use them. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing that we're dealing with. Like, every team could use a player of that talent. But the point that I'm making is, like, how many teams are willing to put up with the rest of the shit that comes with a player like Antonio Brown? So, like, the Lions could use a deep threat, a reliable wide receiver for Matt Stafford to throw the ball to. However, him coming here probably wouldn't be best for the team, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, there will be some issues with, you know, how the team is run, how the offense is meted out. He's had issues with, you know.
I know his problem.
What's that?
Juju Smith-Schuster showed up.
Is that what
it is? So now he want to show his ass.
Well, maybe. Hold on.
That's what happened. Yeah.
I'm getting some messages here. Is this Cliff? Yeah, it was Cliff. Hey, man. Just get your ass on here. Just get your ass on here. But, yeah, man, I think the Cowboys would probably be the best motherfucking spot for Antonio Brown to go to. I don't really know any other team as of right now that would welcome not only his talent, but also everything that kind of comes with him. Raiders.
I think
maybe the Raiders going into a new city.
That's a good call. They're going to Vegas. Yeah, that's a good call. But I think Juju Smith-Schuster showed up and he wasn't as much as the man as he was before Juju Smith-Schuster got there. You know what I'm saying? Well, Juju started getting some of that shine.
Well, Antonio not only that, man.
Showing his ass.
Think about it, man. Like, you think about when you have diva wide receivers, they always open. There's not enough balls to go around. So, you know, if somebody else is starting to get some targets and it's taken away from the targets that Antonio Brown is used to getting, and you feel like every ball should come your way, yeah, I can see that being an issue. But this became a thing where, like, yo, he's clashing with, you know, Ben Roethlisberger. He's throwing Mike Tomlin under the bus, man. He doing fucking, like, James Harrison. Like, him and Harrison on fucking Instagram Live watching fucking the Tomlin postseason, you know, press conference and shit, laughing and giggling and shit, because both of them are pretty much, like, on the outs with the organization. And it's just, it's a bit much, man. Like, I don't know. Like, it's just interesting because to me, like, I kind of feel like Antonio Brown just kind of came out of nowhere. Well, didn't he go to like Central Michigan or some shit? Excuse me.
I'm not sure.
I think he went to like Central Michigan. Either he went to one of these damn Michigan schools that wasn't Michigan or Michigan State. And yeah, he did. He went to Central Michigan. And like he kind of blew up on the scene, man. And like, so now you got this diva dude who blew up on the scene. He worked his way to where, like, again, that parallel with fucking Jimmy Butler. Rod is a goddamn genius. That parallel with Jimmy Butler, because Jimmy Butler also was a dude that wasn't really heralded coming out of college, worked his way to one of the top, you know, players in his position, and now he's causing ruckus and trouble every fucking where he goes. And like I said, man, I don't know where he could go. Truth be told, his ass might end up staying in Pittsburgh. This might all be a ploy to get some extra bread. You know what I'm saying? This might all be a ploy, like, yo, man, y'all got to renegotiate my shit or something. You know, because it's only so many.
Yeah.
It's only so many moves that NFL players can do to actually get themselves more bread. It's, you know, it's not as if
I don't feel sorry for Pittsburgh right now. You know what? Them not making the playoffs and everything, I don't feel sorry for them right now because they asses did Le'Veon Bell so wrong.
Yeah.
They did Le'Veon Bell so wrong. They tried to use that boy up, man. That man wasn't buying that bullshit. And look what it got him.
Well, I say this, though, man. Like, I know you was talking about, like, black coaches having a short leash, man. Yo, Mike Tomlin out here, like, running fucking running backs in the ground, not paying them and man, shit. Like, I mean, like, had that same energy there, Walt. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, my... Had that same motherfucking energy, dude. Like, man, you know, Jim Caldwell should have been here, man. You know what I'm saying, man? I think they gave him the hook way too soon. And I'm looking at the Lions like, them niggas plateaued. They wasn't going no further.
They wasn't going no further. True indeed.
Yeah, he got out right on time, even though it wasn't his choice, nigga. They're like, everybody keep talking about it was Matt Patricia.
Tomlin don't control the money, though. Tomlin don't control the money. They wouldn't pay Le'Veon. That was management.
I'm sure Tomlin got some say in it. You know what I'm saying? You can't be a Super Bowl winning coach and be with a franchise that long and not have any say on who you think is worth the money and who ain't. I'm sure.
But Pittsburgh doesn't have a history of firing coaches at all.
That's true. They got continuity, which is a good thing. A lot of teams should probably take up that fucking, you know, that fucking mantra, man. Because like, you got a whole lot of teams that yo,
and that's what I'd be wanting the Lions to do.
Like Pittsburgh, at least in Pittsburgh, the guys get in there and they have an opportunity to not only, you know, instill their system and instill their culture onto the team, but like, yo, they get a chance to let that shit flourish. And a lot of squad, like a lot of NFL teams don't have the patience. And they'll get your ass up out the paint real quick if you ain't producing like that. So, you know, it's just kind of weird how that business rolls. But like I said, man, with like Mike Tomlin going through all this shit and some of his players coming out, you know, talking about how they were mistreated and they weren't paid and everything else, you know, I don't see the same calls for Mike Tomlin to lose his job. From the same people who were saying like, yo, Jim Caldwell should have kept his, and Jim Caldwell doesn't even have the resume that Mike Tomlin has with actually winning the Super Bowl as a coach, as the head coach, as the dude who calls all the shots. Mike Tomlin got a hell of a lot more long, you know, I don't see that same energy is what I'm saying.
He's the second winningest coach in the league right now next to under Belichick, I believe.
Well, look at that. Everybody else ain't.
Yeah.
Everybody ain't got them a Mike Tomlin, my nigga. This one. Yeah, man. So I think we ran that through. Cliff could have had something to say about that if his ass got here on time. Oh, man, I can't wait for this nigga to get here, man.
He said 25 minutes.
Yeah, he said that 25 minutes ago.
45 minutes ago.
He said that 25 minutes ago. 25 minutes ago. Let's see where he at now. He's 6 minutes home. Okay, nigga. 6 minutes home. 8:41. That was 6 minutes ago. He ain't at home yet. We're gonna have to start putting clip trackers out there, man. Like,
man, put that shit on Google Maps. Go ahead and get on that James Bond phone. Get on that James Bond phone he got. Well, do the podcast on the road.
The only problem with that was he couldn't hear anything that you were saying. So, you know, it wouldn't have been good if, like, he's having a conversation with me and meanwhile you talking shit to him and he can't respond. Like, it just, nah, that don't work. Nope. So, yeah, man, we got that going on, man. The other thing that I kind of wanted to talk about, and, yeah, we're gonna do this with the two man roster we got right now. Was I kind of wanted to talk about? Oh shit! What the fuck? Got shit going.
What
okay.
is that?
Yeah, it was like some static and shit. The college football playoffs, man. We are down to
the Alabama Invitational.
Basically, we are down to the last two teams, man. Because it's like, what was the last? How many of the last two college football? How many of the last college football playoffs have had just teams from Alabama in it? Right? I think the last two has been an all Alabama national championship game, Clemson and Alabama. And I've been a proponent of this. I think I said it at some point on this show that I think
four. Aaron says four.
It's been four since they instituted the college football playoff. Okay. So I've been saying it and I'll say this again. I think the college football playoff should have at least six teams, at most eight teams.
Eight. I prefer eight.
Okay. So with those eight, like, how do you propose, like, if you were to have an eight-team college football playoff, how do you propose that to happen? Elliot in here like, nah.
Nah.
Call in, Elliot, let us know why. Call in, let us know why, man. But he said, nah. But if you had an 18 football playoff, like, how would you implement it? How would that play out for you?
What do you mean? Like, I mean,
like, how do you how would you go about the eight teams being selected for the college football
being playoff? Selected? Okay, yeah. Best records and schedule.
That's it.
Best record and schedule. What else is there?
Well, there's college. There's conference championships. That come into play. I mean, strength of schedule does play a huge part of it. But I think for the most part, like, I think the college, the conference championship should hold some sort of weight. And whether or not you get into the college football playoff or not, like, I don't think that you should be able, to get into the college football playoff and you did not win your conference. Like, if you are the second best team in your conference, you have no business being in that college football playoff.
That's NFL type of playoff.
You shouldn't be able to get in there. Unless, of course, it's like some sort of wild card bid, right? So this is why I was a proponent of like the 18 college football playoff, right? Because, one, I think that you got the five power conferences. You got the Big Ten, the Pac-12, the SEC, the ACC, and what's the other one? Is the SEC? Did I say the SEC already?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so SEC, ACC, Big Ten, Pac-12, or maybe was it the Big 12? Maybe. One of the Power Five, right?
It's Pac-12.
Power Five, yeah. Conferences. And then you've got, you know, three other, you know, you got the three other at-large bids that I think, or what we would call at-large bids or wild card spots or whatever. And those bids could go to either a non-conference team like a Notre Dame or a team that comes from like a mid-major who doesn't necessarily get the they don't necessarily even get the opportunity because they play in a mid-major conference, right? So a team like, you know, is it Central Florida? Like a team like Central Florida or Florida Atlanta, like those teams who are winning like 14 games in a fucking season, they undefeated, and yet they still have no shot at the national championship. Or a team like
not playing powerful teams,
right,
or whatever.
Right. Yeah. And those teams don't play those smaller colleges because they run the risk of losing to those teams, and they know it. Like Michigan found that out the hard way when they lost to Appalachian State all those years ago. So then you had what was that? Like a team like Boise State. For a long time, Boise State was a really good fucking football team, and they never really had a real shot at winning the national championship. They were good and they were entertaining, but they never had a shot at winning that national championship. And so I feel like those sorts of teams would at least if they weren't going to win it, it was going to be based on what was going on the field, not because the committee decided that they shouldn't have a shot simply because they were mid-major. Because in the NCAA tournament for basketball, guess what? Those mid-major teams, a lot of them go deep in the motherfucking in the tournament. You know what I'm saying? And it could also, in college football, I think a lot of these mid-major teams, once they get in and say they knock off a team like a Michigan, say they knock off a team like, hold on, let me see if I can get Cliff in here because he in the chat room bitching. say they knock off a team like Michigan, say they knock off a team like Ohio State or something like that. Now, a lot of these, you know, mid majors, they're being taken more seriously. You know what I'm saying? As this nigga, at least, you know what? Look at this nigga. Look at this nigga. Sad. Just sad. Oh, man. But we talking college football playoff, man. 8 teams or 6 teams. If you had to do the college football playoff, man, how would you do it? As we come up on the All-Alabama National Championship game.
8 teams.
8 teams?
8 teams.
My six, man.
8 My teams, man. 8 teams. That 16 bullshit is some bullshit. They try to knock. It's too easy to knock off somebody who has potentially the talent to knock off somebody like in Alabama.
He just said that.
Now I got a question for y'all though, right? So if like say for instance, like because a lot of these bowl games, you know, a lot of these players now, and I know a lot of the top tier guys who think, you know, who are poised to get drafted into the NFL, a lot of these dudes are opting not to play in these bowl games. Do you think that if they implemented the college football playoff and they expanded it to like more like, you know, 8 teams, so to speak, the way that we're talking about it now, do you think that if they expanded that to 8 teams and these teams had an opportunity to still play for a national championship, that more of these guys would actually play in these games as opposed to saying, fuck it, I'm going to just get ready for the NFL?
No. First of all, it's typically when it comes down to these games, the guys that are NFL bound, doesn't make a difference whether or not they play in the big bowl games or not. They're going regardless. These games are to expose the guys who have the potential to show up when the game is on the line.
Well, truth be told, I agree with you there. Like whether they show up in these games or not isn't necessarily going to affect whether or not they get into the NFL. But what I'm saying is there's a bunch of top tier players who once they get to a bowl game, that doesn't really mean much because like, well, shit, we're not in the college football playoff. Mm-hmm. It's not really meaning much. Like this isn't going to result in nothing, but it's just I'm playing in the fucking Outback Bowl. Like who gives a fuck? And so like what they'll do is like, well, shit, it's the Outback Bowl. I'm cool. I'll go get ready for the fucking NFL or whatever. Whereas if these teams still had opportunities to play in games that mattered, right? Like, yo, if I win this game, then we on to the next one. We add a shot at the national championship. I think if those players at those schools still had those opportunities to play for a national championship, you'd see less of those dudes opting not to play in these games.
I wouldn't play either.
Yeah.
I wouldn't play either. Why would I play?
I agree with you. I agree with Cliff.
Why would I play? I already got my
risk injury.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait. Yeah. Hold on. They risk injury any fucking way. Like, that's the thing. Yeah. Like, that's the thing I'm not getting. Like, they risk injury playing the game anyway. So week one through week 9, you risk an injury every week you go out there. This game should be no different than you risking an injury going out here and playing the fuck. You already risk an injury every week you go out there. The point that I'm making is a lot of these players aren't playing in this game because they feel like they don't have anything to gain by playing in these games. It's a bowl game nobody gives a fuck about. But with the college football playoff, if you're in the playoff, I think you'll have a lot more of these players opting to stay and play in those games because they're playing towards something. Hey, I want to go out and win the chip. And there's still something for them to go out there and get. Somebody's calling in. Let's see what's happening here.
If this is my cousin, I'm going to cuss him out.
Hey, no, it ain't your cousin. It's Aaron.
Yo, what's going on, Aaron, man? What's going on with you? How you feeling?
No, I'm good. I was calling because I heard you talking about the playoffs.
Yeah.
And I don't think they'll play.
You don't think they'll play?
No, because 18 playoffs, that's 3 more games.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of players not going to risk. I'm not about to risk 10 mil in a torn hamstring playing 3 more games. Mm. Now, 1, maybe 2, but 3 more games, that's a lot of wear and tear on your body, especially before the combine and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. So, if I was in that position, I would protect my draft stock. Now, I could see there are going to be some that do decide, okay, it's a championship, I'm going to play.
Yeah.
But you top 10, you're not about to risk it. It's too much money.
Okay. But, like, there's that flip side of that. You top 10, maybe you the 8th dude on that draft board, and you ball out during those playoffs. Now you looking at 1, 2, or 3 in that draft. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's that flip side of it too.
Smack. Yeah, but I feel like once you get to the top 10, it's all, I guess, combine ease. Because at that point, they judge it by measurables. They looking at all your film. They contacting all your exes from high school. So, I mean, at that point, because once you get to that, once you are that top tier, you know what I'm saying? I'm not pretty, because at that point, three games really not going to do that much for your draft, good or bad.
Yeah.
Because you have a lot of dudes like Darnold threw a bunch of picks in college still, you know what I'm saying, first half, the first round.
Yeah.
So I don't know necessarily in three more games if I don't know if it's worth it.
You know, did you guys ever hear, and this is going back a little time, when Reggie Bush, when he played, they won the national championship the last year he was at USC.
Didn't they have to get that back?
What'd you say?
Didn't they have to get that one back, though? Well, I know he had to give his Heisman back.
Well, I get that, but my point is, he had came out and said that a lot of the scouts from some of the NFL teams told him not to play. Okay, so my thing is, it comes down to what Aaron is saying. Yo, you got $10 million on the line, and these extra two, three games, it's really not even the player that's making decisions right now. It's these dudes that's behind you like, yo, fuck that game. You know, you need to make sure you're good, because if you blow your ACL, you can go down to 7 or like 12. Yeah. And now we're talking about a difference in contract and sponsors and stuff like that. So all day, man. I mean, who would take that chance? The people who would take that chance are the guys who are not the blue chip.
You know what? I hear all of y'all, man. I do. I just kind of feel like if you give these dudes something to play for, then they'll probably play. Because this is a fairly recent phenomenon of some of your top players just saying, fuck it, I'm not playing in the bowl game. You know what I'm saying? Like, this isn't something that we've seen a whole hell of a lot over the years. It's only recently been happening within the last 3 to 4 years that guys are saying, well, fuck it, I'm not going to play in that game. I'm going to just go ahead and get ready to play in the NFL.
Yes.
Since the national championship, since the playoff, the college playoff was invented, because all of those bowl games don't mean anything
anymore. They don't mean shit. And that's the point that I'm making, is that those bowl games don't mean shit. And those guys now are looking at it like, well, if I got an opportunity to still win a chip, I'm playing for something. This game doesn't, you know, it's not the same as, well, it's just an exhibition. No, this game could determine whether or not I go out a champion or not. And I think there's something to be said for competitors. It's like, yo, I want to go out with the chip. I think there's something to be said for that.
They made bowl games. They were like, yo, we're going to go to the Kingsford Charcoal Bowl this shit, man. We're going to win. Like, nobody knows what the fuck that shit is.
Dude, have you seen, I remember they used to have a Motor City Bowl. I think they call it the Quick Lane Bowl now. Like, don't nobody be at that fucking game, man, but, like, they family and shit. Like, don't nobody be at them games, man.
Exactly.
Because don't nobody give a fuck about no 2716.
Hey, Aaron, where you in Detroit too? Where you at, man?
Hey, Aaron.
Can you hear me?
What you say?
I said, where you at? You in Michigan too, or where you located?
Yeah, I'm in Michigan.
Oh, okay. You wearing that hat like Walt?
Oh, no, I'm a State fan.
Oh,
facts, man. My nigga. That's what I'm talking about. We holding it down. Man. This side.
Hey. Yeah, you know, Spartan Nation.
Oh, man.
Look, Walt got so much food in his mouth, he can't even respond. He gonna take his hat off. Take that hat off, boy. Show that ball here. That's what I'm talking about.
Bye, Aaron.
Hey, I'm down too, though. Don't feel bad. I'm down too.
God damn!
All right, Aaron. Hey, man, I appreciate you calling, brother.
We need Aaron to call him more often. We need Aaron to call him more often, man. I appreciate
you. For sure. Appreciate you calling, man. Yes, sir, man.
Kicking
off 2019 right. Kicking off 2019 right, man.
Yeah. To hell with State. But we love you, man.
Yes, sir, man. Yes,
all
sir.
Love.
So, Cliff, man, we done kind of ran through our topics, brother. What you got for us tonight?
I'm hurt, y'all.
You hurt?
I'm hurt, man. And look at Walt smiling and shit. Fuck y'all. But, all right, man.
I'm smiling because the chicken good, bro.
I bet it is good. I hope that chicken raw.
But he want to get a ass. I'm another point.
I don't know. Y'all might be able to take it up there.
This nigga talking about E. coli and everything else, bro.
So I know in the past, I would say within the last, I would say 3 weeks, there's been a lot of James Harden highlights and unfortunate non-calls. I'm not going to get on that. But ran into an article, of course, that when I saw the headline, I said, oh, we got to talk about this one right here. And it says, Rockets GM says argument could be made for James Harden to be the best, to be called best offensive player ever. First of all, blasphemy. Okay.
Ho, brother. Ho, whoa. Now, you got too much dip on your chip.
No, sir.
Okay. I hope that's. I hope
it's
that
for. It's response, for him. It's for him, not you, bro.
Okay. Thank you very much. Finally, I get a little cue that's not against me,
it's
but
not
for
you,
me.
Man. It's not you.
So I'm going to read some of this this article. This is out of Oakland, California. It says James Harden repeatedly flashed two fingers in the moments after he led the Houston Rockets to a come from behind 135-134 overtime win. Against Golden State, of course, has to be towards the Golden State. The reigning MVP's most recent statement about his plans to claim that award again. If he wins this award, I will never watch the NBA again.
Why?
Because James Harden is not the... We had this discussion before. Let me finish reading this article before I go off.
You know what you aggravated today, Stan. Let him go.
It says... That's fucked up, Walt, man. I thought we were great. But a historic run by Harden, which continued with a 44-point, 10-rebound, 15-assist performance that capped by drilling a 29-foot
game winner.
That sounded
like MVP numbers.
I didn't hear you.
I said, those sound like MVP numbers. Go ahead, man. Oh man.
15 assist performance that he capped by drilling, and I'm gonna put in my own little thing here, and traveled a 29-foot game winner over two defenders, has some in the Rockets organization thinking Harden's greatness in a bigger context. It says you can argue for him as the best offensive player of all time. Rockets GM Daryl Morey told ESPN to be able to say that with a straight face and not have it be GM speak or coach speak is pretty amazing. There's a whole bunch of ways to measure it, but he's for sure in the conversation as the greatest offensive player of all time. Harden, who is leading the NBA with career high 33.6 points per game, is unquestionably in the, one of the most spectacular offensive stretches in recent NBA history. He has scored at least 40 points in 5 consecutive games, joining Kobe, Mike, and AI as the only players that have such streaks in the past 50 years. Harden has recorded at least 35 points, 5 assists in Houston's game past 9 games. Oscar Robertson previously held NBA record for most consecutive 35-point, 5 assists outing at 7 games. I'm not going to read the rest of this.
Again, MVP numbers.
Okay. So here's my thing, man. We're not talking about the MVP in this conversation. That is a whole nother topic. The topic of this conversation is as such, James Harden to be called best offensive player ever.
Okay. Luka, please.
S-Ban has played the sample of what you just heard. Okay, listen. I'm not taking any credit away from James Harden as a scorer. And this topic can be taken to so many different angles. Depends on who you like, who you don't like, how you feel like the game is being refereed, and a whole bunch of other things. But to consider him as the greatest offensive player ever is just downright ridiculous. All right. When I think of the greatest offensive player ever, James Harden, he wouldn't even be the guy that comes into mind in my top 10. And that's just me. He's a great shooter. Can he score? Can he create his own shot? Yes. I'm not taking that away from him. There are hundreds of NBA players who have done the same thing. And I'd be damned if anybody ever said that they're the greatest offensive player ever. to be in that and in that small, very little circle. And Span, you a Bulls fan. Walt, you a Detroit fan. Both of those teams have Hall of Fame players that are probably in the top 15 of all time offensively. And James Harden, I don't think, can play on either one of those teams that is in his prime. And he's in his prime right now, if you ask me. But he by no means has the ability to be in that category for, I'm just going to say, one reason. Because my majority of the time when this dude takes a shot, he travels. Okay, I'm gonna say at least 30% of the time. All right. Okay. So I'm not gonna go deep into that because you guys know how I feel about referees in the NBA. But with that being the case, when you are not calling the game as it should be called, and I'm not even gonna give my opinion on that, as it should be called, you're gonna give somebody a disadvantage. And because James Harden is a good shooter, you're giving him an advantage. That
he said 3-step drop.
but you guys know what I'm saying. If you're not calling the game as it should be, James Harden is getting an advantage, and it's a huge advantage because he is a great shooter. But that doesn't mean he's the best offensive player ever. I mean, you know, when I think of that statement, I think of, like, you know, Day-Day, the world, Craig. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man. I mean, listen, it's some kids who don't even know who Moses Malone is. You see what I'm saying? And if you pull the numbers, he's in the top five ever. You know, but ever? Come on, Craig. Come on, man. Go ahead, y'all. I know y'all gonna tear this up. Mm.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first. Stephen Curry and Kevin Durant are both better offensive players than James Harden. Conversation over. On to the next one.
All right. So let me bring some nuance to this discussion here. Right. I, for one, don't think that James Harden is the best offensive player of all time. Like, or even right now, I wouldn't even consider him in the conversation for best player of all time, or like offensive player. Like, if we're going to narrow it down to specifics like that, best offensive player of all time, no, I wouldn't say so. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar comes across. He's the all-time leading fucking scorer in NBA history. Wilt Chamberlain comes to mind. Fucking Karl Malone comes to mind. This is before I get to my favorite player and the GOAT, Michael Jordan. Shit, Kobe. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's so many different guys who were, hell, Bernard King, dog. Like, Bernard King used to go the fuck off. You know what I'm saying? Like,
dude.
Like, so here's the thing. I think this is something that, like, is indicative of where we are as a culture and where we are, like, in media and all this other stuff. I think a lot of times, man, everything that's new right now, we try to elevate it as the greatest of all time, right? We see this a lot with the LeBron versus Jordan argument. LeBron is what's mm-hmm. hot right now, and a lot of the people who are, you know, I know a lot of people who saw Mike play and will say that LeBron is better than Mike. I don't agree with them. They are free to have their own opinion. I like LeBron, but I wouldn't say he's the GOAT, right? And much the same way, like, with this James Harden shit, like, I believe that this is one thing that I noticed. I believe that a lot of these conversations only start because ESPN put the shit out, right? ESPN needs something, like, they need some content to drive eyeballs to the television, to, like, make people have something to say about, like, you know, they got the debate shows, man. They got fucking First Take, and then they got the homie Bomani Jones and what's my man name? Pablo Toure on High Noon and stuff. Like, they've got these debate shows and stuff. And so I believe that a lot of these conversations, a lot of these debates about who's the greatest and all this other stuff, a lot of these are just to drive up content, right? But this didn't come from this particular story didn't necessarily come from them. It was, you know, what's the GM in Houston, Maury, mm-hmm. saying that he believes that James. I mean, I can see you bigging up, you know, big up in your dude. You know what I'm saying?
That's his man. That's his man.
I right. can see you big up and you do. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, that's my man, 100 grand. You know what I'm saying? Like, we going to ride him to the wheels fall off, yada, yada, yada. But when it comes to the conversation of best offensive player ever, although James Harden is a great offensive player, albeit he gets away with a lot of shit.
Can I say that one more time? A lot of shit.
He gets away with a lot of shit. It's just way too many. It's just way too many players that I've seen over the course of my life where he doesn't even crack the top five. I'm not saying that he can't at some point, but as of today, no. I don't see him cracking the top five as far as greatest offensive players to ever play this game. He's been able to, like, he's been given the benefit of a doubt on a lot of shit. Officials wise, like, you know how, like, what's his turn, you know how high his turnover rate would be if they actually called the shit that he was really fucking supposed to get called for? You know what I'm saying? How many fucking turnover, like, hey man, you travel? No, I didn't. Yeah,
he'd have been cut seasons ago.
You know what I find funny? That when he did the double step back last week, got fouled. I mean, he got legitimately fouled, even though he should have got called for travel. Versus the other night when he actually didn't travel, he got blobbered. He got fucking ran over by a truck. They had no whistle. I just thought that was just funny as hell. Yeah. Like, you and really should have called that one.
And I know your thing this year has really been, like, you know, the quality of the officiating of the games and stuff like that is really, like, kind of tearing into, like, the quality of the games and stuff. But, like, yo, this idea that James Harden is the greatest offensive player to ever play the game, like, nah, I done seen too much. I done seen too much. And, you know, and I think sometimes, too, man, like, they get into that whole analytics shit, and I think the analytics is what, like, kind of drives this conversation, and it just does a disservice to the dudes who were playing before anybody was even talking about this analytics. Before, you was just like, you know, you measure the guy by rebounds, points, assists, steals, blocks, field goal percentage, 3-point percentage, and, you know,
and
free throw percentage, and what position he played, and then you judged him on based on what position he played and whether those were good percentages or scoring averages for somebody in that spot. That's pretty much how they were judged.
Compared to now, they've got
these advanced, you know, statistics and everything. I'm not against it. I'm just saying that I think it skews a lot of the shit towards what these newer dudes are doing because, like, there's positionless kind of basketball being played right now. Like, it's a more free flowing sort of game. You don't have the back to the basket game the way that you used to have it back in the day. Like, you got a lot of 7-footers stepping out, taking 3-pointers, taking mid-range jump shots. You got a lot of, you know, two guards and, you know, point guards who are like fucking 6 and 7 foot tall, like 6'8", 7 feet. Like, they had Giannis Antetokounmpo playing fucking point in Milwaukee. You know what I'm saying? So, like, the game has changed in such a way where I think they're finding new ways to gauge it. But again, like I said, James Harden being the greatest offensive player ever to play, nah. Hard pass.
Real quick. On Instagram, I follow Marbury, Stephon Marbury, and he put a video up, and in his comment, he said, "Missing legend." And the whole video was on Gilbert Arenas. Gilbert Arenas was
I forget all about Agent Zero.
You didn't know? You didn't know?
Well, it's not about if I knew. The fact is that this dude didn't have to travel to hit the game-winning shot. He didn't have to have the referees not calling certain fouls and even calling certain fouls. He created his own shot, and he was understated. He was only 6'2". Okay. He was not. Matter of fact, I think it was 6'3", because AI was about 6 feet. He was a little taller than AI.
AI really about 5'10", nigga. Let's just keep it 100.
I met AI. AI is the same height as me. He about six feet, 6.5. Somebody, whatever, regardless. But Gilbert, I just want to make a quick point.
Cliff trying to everybody know he over 6 feet, y'all. That's what that was.
or you just will let everybody know that you ain't. But
I'm cool with it. I ain't got no issues with that.
You know what I'm saying? But it's all good.
My wife, you know, like it, so I don't give a fuck.
You know, not if anybody wants to buy Span some Jordans, you can get it from Kids Foot Locker. But
that's all right.
But Gilbert,
they gonna be available in my size, nigga. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
But the thing is, Gilbert, if I was to take somebody over, you know, if I was to take somebody over the homie on the Rockets, I'd take Gilbert Arenas because to me, he had to break the rules to hit the shot. That's all I'm saying.
Let me tell you something, man. Gilbert Arenas is the dictionary definition of disappointment. If that man would have had his head on straight, that boy was something else, man. He would have took over the league for a few years. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, he let Jabari Crittenden and get him up out the game, man.
I begged for years, man. I'm like, damn, let Gilbert Arenas back in the league. The league need Agent Zero, bro.
He needed the league more than the league needed him. And
The league moved on quite well without him. They gave him that big. They had to pay him. He had that big ass contract before they kicked him out the league.
He got a hundred million, bro.
Listen, I ain't mad at him for getting his bread. What I'm saying is, as far as the league needing him, nah, man. They moved on quite well, nigga. Somebody else stepped in that spot. Spot that got occupied that used to be his was Steph Curry. Steph Curry stepped in that spot that Gilbert Arenas used to occupy. Real talk.
Mr. Bailey, you look like you need a drink. Your body language says you need a drink.
this nigga got sloppy. And he gonna put that shit right back on his face. You nasty motherfucker, you.
Fuck y'all.
All right, fuck man. Y'all. All right. So before we get out of here, because we do got some we got some stuff to do, right? So it's NFL playoff time. Mm-hmm. It's NFL playoff time. We know the NFL playoffs have already started, right? So what we've decided to do here at the Beer and Chicken Podcast is that we've decided that we're going to give away some stuff out of the Spare and Pour Podcast Network store, all right? You can win yourself something out of the Spare and Pour Podcast Network store, preferably some beer and chicken shit, you know, because this show's contest, right? We're going to do some picks. We know the NFL playoffs have already started. We are going to pick from the divisional round. We're going to pick from the divisional round all the way to the winner of the Super Bowl, right? We're going to make our picks here on the show. As a matter of fact, let me get a pen and some paper so I can mark everybody's picks down.
Do you know the bracket right now? Because
I got the bracket pulled up. I got the bracket pulled up.
Okay. Because it changed.
We're gonna make our picks from now to the Super Bowl. If you make more correct picks than all three of us, you get your pick of anything out of the Spare and Pour Podcast Network store, right? So for those of you who aren't listening live right now, those of you in the chat room, y'all get an extra, y'all get a leg up. But for those of y'all who aren't in the chat room right now, y'all can send y'all picks into feedback@beerandchickenpod.com. Send them to us throughout the week. And by Sunday, by the end of the Super Bowl, right? By the end of the Super Bowl, you'll find out whether or not you are actually the winner of the Beer and Chicken Podcast Super Bowl Challenge. I guess we can call it that, right? Beer and Chicken Podcast Super Bowl Challenge. Get yourself some free shit up out of the Spare and Pour Podcast Network store. So, without further ado, we gonna make some picks. But before we do, man, we gotta console our homeboy. Yo, man. So.
You ain't shit.
So the Bears lost today in their wild card playoff game with the Philadelphia Eagles. Heartbreaking loss. 16-15. And I know it's got to be hard, man. It's got to be hard. To lose by 1 point, man. I would much rather get my ass just toe off than to just lose one. By at 1 point. And so I want y'all to pray for the homeboy Cliff tonight, man. Like, hold him close, man. Keep him in y'all thoughts and prayers.
His dreams bounce.
Keep him in y'all thoughts and prayers as y'all as he deals with his loss.
Y'all better get as much as y'all can in right now. I swear to God. I swear to God. Y'all better get as much as y'all can in. Woo.
Hey,
man, I got something for your ass. Hey. Ooh, my God. Hey. Oh, man.
Hey, you know what, man? They play one more weekend than the Lions did.
That don't mean shit.
They play one more weekend than the Lions
did. They could have played three more weeks, and if you win, if you lose, you lose.
But they play one more weekend than the Lions did.
Fuck y'all. That's why both y'all bald headed. How about that?
That's all right, nigga. I'm cool with it. I just shaved my head today, so I'm cool with it. And my wife like it too. So,
yeah, whatever.
That's all that count, nigga. But
how about you start, nigga? What's your picks? I want
to
hear your.
What's
shit.
My picks? All right, well, let's go to our NFL scoreboard divisional round schedule. And let me write my shit down. Let me see. Span. Let me spell my name. S-P-A-N-A. All right. Yeah. So, with the Colts and the Chiefs, I'm going to go with the Kansas City Chiefs.
I thought you was my man.
I ain't got no allegiance to the Colts, nigga.
I thought you was my man.
You can put me down.
I rolled in the LTD with you in the 4LTD. We rolled out in the 4L. You supposed to be my man.
Hold on. And we gonna tell the story about the 4LTD, nigga. Tell them about the curfew you had that I kept.
That's all right. I was in the 4LTD. You supposed to be my man.
All right. So, yeah, with let me go back to this shit. With the Colts and the Chiefs, man, I got the Chiefs, man.
Times two.
Let's see. And Cliff got the Chiefs too. And Walt going.
I didn't expect anything less.
Walt going with the Colts.
I love that response, Walt. I got to tell you, bro, that is hilarious. I wouldn't expect nothing less. Hilarious.
All right, let me circle this here.
No, I got the coast, baby. Let's go.
I'm trying to write this down, man. Chill out. all right. All right. Now, in the battle between the Cowboys and the Rams. I'm gonna go against my better judgment. I'm not really a fan of these punk motherfuckers, but I'm gonna go with the Cowboys over the Rams.
Psych.
I mean, shit, we'll see.
Mm-hmm. You on the island of this one, Cliff?
I'll be that.
You got the Rams, Cliff?
Fucking A. You know why? Because I hate the Cowboys.
Me too.
Next. Yeah.
I do too. I don't have any love for
that. That makes three of us.
Especially what happened to the Lions playing the Cowboys in the playoffs.
Oh, God.
And that pass interference call, like that got picked up. Like, nah, nigga, I ain't got no love for these motherfuckers. But in this particular game, being an objective motherfucker that I am, Cowboys over the Rams, man. And, Walt, you said you got the boys, right?
Yeah, I'm going with the Cowboys on that one.
All right. And the Chargers against the Patriots.
Now you know who I'm rooting for.
We know who Cliff got. Cliff got the Pats. Chargers. I think I'm going to go with the Pats too on this one.
You a smart man. I think Walt is smart too, though.
I got the Pats.
And Walt got the Pats too? So we unanimous on that?
Yeah.
I'll give a spread on that bitch. Shit. But go ahead.
All right. And in the game that Cliff thought the Bears was going to be in, the Eagles and the Saints. New Orleans is a city I love. I think the Eagles might do it over them, though.
You fucking crazy. boy. Can we like?
Who you got, Cliff? Who you got?
You know who the fuck I have.
You got the Saints. I think the only reason you picking the Saints right now because like this shit is too close.
It's too close.
It's too early.
I got Philly. I got Philly on that one.
How about this? How about this? Let's bet some fucking beer and chicken gear on this on that game right now.
Okay.
T-shirts.
I'm with it.
T-shirts.
I'm with it.
I'm listening, Walt. Come on, Wolverine. Come on, Wolverine. I'm listening.
Hey, Walt, you got the Eagles in that game?
Bet on. I got the Eagles. Okay, bet on.
You got Eagles.
T-shirts. There it is. I can't wait.
Okay, so y'all got to, hold on. How does this bet working?
The bet works is if the Saints win, y'all owe me a T-shirt.
He get two T-shirts.
And if y'all lose, I gotta buy y'all a T-shirt.
Okay,
that's it. Okay. Simple enough.
I was wondering like how this works for the listeners is what I was asking. That's all.
Well, Cliff, right on this one, Aaron.
Which one
you talking about, Aaron? Come on, there you go.
Hey, man.
There you go.
It could be. We going to find out over the course of these next few weeks, right?
We going to see.
Once again, Michigan State in the house.
All right.
Run that.
So with this divisional round, I got the Chiefs over the Colts. Cliff has the Chiefs over the Colts. And Walt got the Colts over the Chiefs. Walt is like the lone you know, gunman on that one. Then I got the boys over the Rams. Cliff got the Rams over the boys. And Walt got the boys over the Rams. So, you know, Cliff's the lone ranger on that one. Then I got the Pats over the Chargers. Everybody went with the Pats over the Chargers. Nobody gives the Chargers a shot in hell in that one. And it's two Eagles over the Saints and one Saints over the Eagles. So, let's see. If I'm going to do this, let's see if I...
You're probably going to have to do it week by week.
No, actually, I'm not. So I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah.
Let's see. If I got the Eagles beating the Saints, then that means I got the Cowboys.
You got to do your own bracket.
I am. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay. So right now, I'm breaking down our brackets right now. So if I got the Eagles, I got the Eagles over the Saints, which means I got the Cowboys over the Rams, which means I got the Cowboys and the Eagles playing in the NFC Championship game. Wow. Okay. So, let me do this again. I've got I think the Cowboys gonna win over the Eagles. All right. Now, Cliff, you have Saints over the Eagles and the Rams over the Cowboys. So in that proposed game of the Rams and the Saints, who do you have in that game?
Saints, man.
Got the Saints. So you got the Saints.
Saints, man. Put like this. Here's my Super Bowl. Saints, Pats. Pats win.
Hold on, man. Come on, nigga, you going too fast. I got some, we got a process. We got a process we doing over here. Jesus Christ.
I feel you, but I'm just helping you out. You ain't got to ask me no more.
So say,
I got the Cowboys. I got the Cowboys over here.
Hey, I ain't asked you yet. I'm trying to write the shit down. So you got the Saints over the, let's see, Cliff got the Saints over the Rams. The Rams. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Oh, impatient ass niggas. And Walt, you had in the NFC, you got the Eagles and the boys. So in that Eagles Cowboys matchup, who you got in that?
The Cowboys.
You got the Cowboys over the Eagles too. We'll make sure we have this posted on the website too, so everybody can see this stuff and, you know, match it up to make sure everything is transparent and above board so y'all can get y'all shit if you win. all right, so for the AFC, man, the AFC championship game, I've got, let's see, there's the Chiefs. I got the Chiefs and the Pats in that game. I'm going to go with the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. So I got the Chiefs over the Pats in the AFC. Walt, who you got in your matchup of Colts? You got the
oh, that man. Grin, that grin on your face, man, is too funny.
Hold on, I'm sorry. All right, so you got the Colts over the Pats, okay.
First of all, let me explain to y'all why I am a Colts fan.
You ain't got to explain it. But go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Because of the goddamn Pats. That's why.
I'm just saying, Peyton Manning ain't walking through that door, man. That's all I'm saying. Cliff.
I was living in Indiana during those wars when I first started watching professional football like that. That's
why. Uh-huh. So, Cliff. You got the Chiefs and the Pats, man. I'm assuming you're gonna go with the Pats over the Chiefs. Am I correct?
Facts.
All right. All right. So Super Bowl picks. Damn, I cannot write to save my life. Mm-hmm. Shut up, nigga. All right, so in my Super Bowl, I would have the Cowboys and the Chiefs. Man, I didn't foresee this one. But I'm going to ride out with the Chiefs. I got the Chiefs winning the whole goddamn thing.
Tough being you.
Not really. I mean, shit. They got to, like, okay, so here's the thing. They gotta beat all of our. They have to have like all of our. They have to make more picks than all of us correctly. You know what I'm saying? So it's not just me. Cliff, who you? I'm assuming you got Pats over the Saints in the Super Bowl.
Of course, Tom Brady's gonna retire after this year is over.
I know. What's the name is too? Drew Brees.
Yeah, he want to get that scab on his face removed.
He got some Wrangler jeans to sell.
He gonna be a Walmart and shit.
Let me guess, Walt, you got the Colts over the Cowboys in the Super Bowl.
Did you see them play the Cowboys a couple weeks ago?
Nigga, just ask question.
Yes, sir. Right. You're damn right.
All right. All right. So, we've made our picks. I got the Chiefs over the Cowboys. In the Super Bowl, Cliff has the Patriots over the Saints in the Super Bowl, and Walt has the Colts over the Cowboys in the Super Bowl. Now, two of us got the Cowboys in the goddamn Super Bowl, man. It's all about matchups. It's all about matchups. That's what I'll say about that, because I am not a motherfucking Cowboys fan, and yet they somehow ended up in the goddamn Super Bowl with me picking the shit. So there's that, man. We done made those picks. Now, for those of you who are listening and gonna listen to this later, after the Super Bowl, we gonna go through this, all these picks. If you sent in your picks, you gotta send in your picks this week. Send in your picks this week before episode 34. After you send in your picks, the person who made the most correct picks, and you have more than all of us, you win something free up out of the Sparing Poor Podcast Network store. Anything you want up out of the store is yours for absolutely nothing.
Can I add some incentive?
Add some incentive.
And if you win, we got to pay for whatever you choose. And then I'm going to throw a little extra cheese on that. You can get two. How about that? From your boy.
Look at that. Look at God. All right,
now
then.
Now we really know who got the money.
I know, right?
Now we really get,
so not only are you gonna get one, you're getting two free items out of the Sparing Poor Podcast Network store.
Free ficus.
So if you win the beer and chicken Super Bowl challenge, you get two free items out of the Sparing Poor Podcast Network store. Man, we kicking it off 2019 the right way, but of course, it's almost time for us to get up out of here. But before we do, Y'all know what it is. And God damn it, I don't. Yeah, there it is.
We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live.
Fuck. All right, Walt, man, what you winging it on tonight?
Well, we just got finished talking about them. I wanted to say, nice job to the Indianapolis Colts from pulling themselves up by their bootstraps. I believe at the beginning of the season, they started out, what was like 1-5 or something like that. They started like 1-5. Man, they went 7 straight games without Andrew Luck getting sacked. They went 7 straight games without Andrew Luck getting sacked. And I was very, very impressed at what I seen them do last night against the Texans. So shout out to the Colts. We going to the Super Bowl, baby.
Well, all right. Cliff, man, you look stressed. What you winging it on tonight, man? Get it off your chest.
Fuck Cody. Fuck Cody. How do you allow your team? First of all, on the kickoff, Cohen got the team to the 50-yard line. We got 40 yards away. Perfect clock management, great coaching, everything. I mean, this is what guys live to do. Bring your team down the field. You talking about two minute football? We talking about 50 seconds. Football. We talking about a layup, man. A layup. I'm not even talking about a jump. A layup. Right? A layup. I hope the team beat the shit out of them. No. Let me not say that. I know y'all are not big baseball fans, but in the 80s, if y'all ever heard of Bill Buckner, he missed a ground ball at first base that could have won them the game, like you know, World Series. He smoked crack afterwards. I hope Cody smokes crack tonight because he's so depressed. I hope he smokes crack. It's my wing. I'll go get some for you. It won't be stepped on either. It won't even be stepped on.
You want
him
to be a crackhead? You are a Cole. You want him to be a crackhead. You want him.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Oh man!
So,
and that's from the heart.
On my wing tonight, man. Actually, I just want to give an ode to the Chicago Bears, man. The Bears looked at the playoffs and was just like,
"Fuck this shit, I'm out. Mm-mm. Fuck this shit, I'm out. No thanks. Don't mind me. I'ma just grab my stuff and leave. Excuse me, please. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Oh, nope.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Y'all all right, then.
I don't know what the fuck just happened, but I don't really care. I'ma get the fuck up out of here. Fuck this shit, I'm out."
That's my wing, man.
I can't take this shit no more, dog. I can't do this shit.
That's my wing. So, yo, man, we gonna get on up out of here. We gonna get on up out of here. But of course, before we go, let me remind y'all how to get in touch with us over here at the Beard Chicken Podcast, man. Let your voices be heard here. Go ahead and hit up that hotline at area code 313-288-0485. That's area code 313-288-0485. Leave those voicemail messages. We'll play them on the show. Respond right here in kind, man. Also, hit us up on the email at feedback@beerandchickenpod.com. That's feedback@beerandchickenpod.com. Leave us those emails. Those emails will get read here live on the show as well. Also, those emails are how you submit to the spam. Well, not the spam report. The Beer and Chicken Super Bowl Challenge, man. Send those picks in. Send those picks in so that we can have you in for the challenge, and you can see whether or not you get 2 items out of the Spare and Poor Podcast Network store for the free, right? Get those in, and the links will be in the show notes. The email will be in the show notes. So if you have trouble finding us, go ahead and do that. Also, hit us up on Twitter. My name on Twitter is Mr_Span. The homeboy Walt can be found at Walt Lockdown on that boy. And Cliff is DJ Neff 2 on these Twitter streets, man. Hit us up with those 5-star reviews on iTunes and or Stitcher Radio, man. Those 5-star reviews helps the show grow, man. It's letting everybody know why you fuck with us over here at the Beard Chicken Podcast, man. And it doesn't cost you a dime, man. Just 2 minutes of your time, man. We really do appreciate everybody who does that. And go to www.beerandchickenpod.com. go there. You can watch replays of the show, vote in the polls, man. You can leave comments there. You can donate to the show, man. The whole shebang, man. You can do everything there. You can go to the store right there from the Beer and Chicken Podcast website. You can go right to the store from there. So those links will also be available in the show notes. So go ahead and do that, man. But we appreciate everybody who's in the chat room, man. Elliot and Aaron, man. We'll see y'all later. And until next time, fam. Peace out.
Fuck this shit, I'm out. Peace.